Good afternoon, patrons, and welcome to Patron Cast August, which is coming quite soon after Patron Cast July, because that one was like mid-month or something. This Patron Cast, my main focus, is going to be to ramble slightly less than last time, which I'm going to do, because I've brought notes. I've brought notes, and I've brought a cup of tea. I brought a cup of tea with me as well. See, delicious tea. Normally, I've edited that out. This is the sort of kind of exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff you get by signing up to Patreon and being part of PatronCast, that you get to actually hear me taking sips of liquid, because normally I edit those out. I get really bored from like the large number of comments that kind of, as you only live once, and in Fallout has gone kind of further and further on, people kind of saying like, oh, there was a cut at this point. I bet that's where you saved, and then you died three times, and then you reload. It's like, no, that's where I was taking a sip of water. I'm sorry, I can't talk for 2 hours straight, because I sometimes record these in a block. I cannot record for 2-3 hours straight without taking a sip of water occasionally. Do you want to hear me taking a sip of water? Would your life be incomplete until you've heard me taking a sip of water? Well, come along to Patreon and... There you go. That's what it bloody sounds like. Said you weren't going to ramble, John. Right, notes. I'm going to get back to the notes. So, the big one that obviously from following on from Patron Cast July that I was looking to kind of rearrange my entire life, actually, around YouTube. So that's happening. So I gave notice. I gave notice to my current employer that right now I kind of feel like I cannot do YouTube to my satisfaction. I cannot do a full-time permanent job to my satisfaction. If I try and do both of them, I'll just end up doing both of them not to the level that I'm satisfied with, and I just end up feeling very personally frustrated. So I kind of explained that, and it went very well. It went very well. My employer was very understanding. Everyone at my office, which is a very small office, they knew that I did YouTube. They knew that I was very passionate about it. So everyone was kind of very, very understanding. It's not really sunk in yet. It's not really sunk in at all. That at some point in the kind of the fairly near future, I'm just going to like not have a job apart from YouTube anymore. At some point, I'll have a minor freak out. If you kind of just see me kind of just tweeting the word "ah" over and over, at some point that's the point where it's just sunk in and hit me that I've just kind of given up a really quite stable, pretty well paid, permanent full time job. In a country that's still not economically in great shape, in order to play video games on the internet. That'll probably hit me at some point. But for the moment, that's fine. I don't know at what point I'm going to be relieved of my current duties and actually be released from my current job. I actually have 3 months' notice on my contract. So end of October is the latest, but kind of having had the initial conversation, I'm going to speak to them again this coming week. It sounds like that they're going to kind of look to release me earlier than that, because obviously basically as soon as they can find someone to replace me, they'll want me out, and I've already said I'm totally fine with that, and I'll sign whenever I want to square that off in terms of the notice period. So like my intention is to spend the final quarter of this year, October through December, basically being exclusively YouTube, and my intention is to figure out how workable that is. It's probably like easily the kind of the best 3 month window I've ever kind of seen in the history of the channel for me to try and do that, because there's such a ridiculous number of not just kind of really good, interesting, fantastic games coming out, like say Just Cause 3, where I have a huge amount of history with the franchise, but obviously Fallout's the obvious one, but also the new Hitman in December, and obviously I've got a lot of heritage with the Hitman series. I know Blood Money very, very well, and I have very strong feelings about Absolution. I should make that video on Absolution at some point, just kind of explaining exactly why I despise it quite as much as I do. But two kind of, big franchises getting their first release in many, many years, where I feel quite close to both of them. And that could be really big. I mean, it could also be nothing, because like loads of people are going to be playing those games when they come out. I could just get lost in the stampede and actually, you know, not really grow at all from them. But it could also be really, really good. So I'm going to kind of spend that 3 month period just kind of trying to see how workable YouTube on its own is. And I don't anticipate that at the end of that quarter, unless it like goes ludicrously insanely well, I'll be thinking, aha, I can actually be full-time permanent YouTube. Because one, that's not very secure, and two, it would basically mean that I'd slowly be falling behind in my professional skills. I will probably look to take on some form of part-time freelance or contract work in the new year. I just don't know how much of my week I need to dedicate to that. Ideally, I'd like to say 2 days a week. of professional work. Sorry, that implies YouTube isn't professional. You know what I mean, the day jobby stuff. And then like 4 days a week dedicated to YouTube. And then I'd actually get a day back, so I could actually have a weekend day that was actually off, which I haven't had for quite a long time. So that'd be nice. So yeah, that's kind of the timetable of that. As soon as I actually kind of, if I have a better idea of who's going to be kind of when, sorry, if I have a better idea kind of when I'm going to be released, I'll kind of let you know in next month's Patreon cast. But right now, I don't know exactly. So what else have we got? Oh yes, the PC, the many a true PCs. I know this is kind of a big one. That is coming soon. The reason that's been delayed slightly is I'm currently in the middle of migrating Many a True Nerd into a new structure in the very boring back-end way, which is why I haven't really talked about it on the channel subreddit, because I think most people would find it deeply uninteresting. But basically, as I've spent more time on the channel, I just need to set it up properly, as in set it up as a business. Not because I'm kind of doing anything weird with it, but purely because the tax authorities in the UK want it to be set up in a particular way so they can keep an eye on it, and I'm just happy for it to be set up in whatever ways, you know, proper. I could probably rearrange it to pay less tax than I do, but I don't really mind. I just kind of, you know, I want to pay my fair share of tax and just it be simple and above board and as it should be. But I need to kind of completely change the structure, and that means I need to set up like a new AdSense account that plugs into YouTube backend, and I need to set up a brand new bank account that's purely the Many a True Nerd bank account. I need to like fill out various forms and set up Many a True Nerd as like a formal, it's formally like a proper company and stuff like that. It's not going to make any difference whatsoever. It's purely a legal nicety that the tax authorities pretty much insist upon at a certain stage. So like, rather than waiting for them to come knocking on my door and angrily yelling at me, I'm doing it now to kind of future-proof myself, because if I'm going to be doing this more properly close to full time later this year, I want like everything to be whiter than white and squeaky clean now. So what that basically means is the money that I'm going to use to purchase the PC is currently kind of in limbo, because it's moving between where it used to live and into a new proper, it, you know, the money will now, that the Many a True Nerd generates, will belong to Many a True Nerd as an entity. It's, never mind. If you kind of ever set up a company, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a little bit complicated to explain. But basically, I'm moving over everything that Many a True Nerd generates from both Patreon and from like the YouTube ad revenues. And that's now going to sit in its own Many a True Nerd little bank account. Once that's all set up and going, then I can use that money immediately to buy the PC. I do want that built within this month. I want that built before the end of the month, and that should be quite doable. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting. Now, moving on to questions that came out of last month's Patreon cast, because when I say kind of leave me questions, and I'll kind of come back to them, I actually mean it. This is one where I kind of have made a very good point about it. I try to answer every single comment that come into these videos. I think that's only, you know, that's fair and proper. You guys are the ones that are literally moving me towards a stage where I can actually potentially do this permanent full-time at some point or other. So someone did actually ask kind of how I recorded, what the process for recording is. So basically how that works is I record by a system that I think of as ratios. What a ratio basically is, well, you know what a bloody ratio is, but what a ratio is when I talk about it is how long do I need to be recording to produce a length of episode that I think is satisfactory. Because I'm kind of very keen on like an episode that I put out being like an episode of a TV show. So it being actually like 30 minutes, except, you know, TV shows have like commercial breaks and stuff. So actually a TV show would actually, is only like really more like 21, 22 minutes. But I kind of feel like I want to fill a half hour anyway. So I kind of try and think, how long do I have to record to create a 30 minute video? If you ever get like a 50 minute video, that normally just means there was more there usable than I was aiming for. That's normally a mistake. I'm pretty much aiming for everything to be about half an hour per part, apart from like special one-offs that can be like an hour and a half or 2 hours, like the Don't Starve special for Fallout. So like, and that varies video to video. The reason I do kind of some things like roguelikes, like FTL and Curious Expedition, and I've kind of got some more ones lined up, is because they generally have a very efficient ratio, meaning I can record for an hour and I'll have like nearly an hour of footage that's actually usable. So I can like sit down for 3 hours and have enough videos that I could kind of fill a, like a midweek segment. I could just kind of do like a couple of videos one midweek and then a couple of videos next midweek. And that's a nice little it's not filler. That's unfair, because lots of people are actually, the Curious Expedition is actually one of my most popular series at the moment, which I wasn't expecting, but that's fantastic because I love playing that little game. It's really easy to record. But say Fallout Kill Everything back in those days, that was really inefficient, because when you're setting up comedy, there's a lot of kind of multiple takes and setting things up and so forth. So I could record for 3 hours and only get a 20-minute episode out of all of that. And generally, I've got a pretty good instinct, I think, these days for what's going to produce how much. So I think now these days, generally, I'm pretty more reliable at putting out about half an hour-ish episodes. All my commentary is done live, by the way. Someone mentioned like they thought some of my stuff was done post-recording. Almost never. If I'm doing brief one-off humour videos, like, say, I think Prison Architect, that was post-commentary. The joke video where I kind of was pretending to sell out, the one where I kind of talked about Resident Evil 5 and Hitman Absolution and Thief, that was post-recording commentary. Just trying to think over it now, I think there's only been one actual gameplay video that was post-recorded, and that is one episode of Murdered Soul Suspect. And the reason is I live recorded it and then realised that for some reason Audacity, which is the program I use to record my voice, because I record my voice onto a separate audio track, then I record the game audio. And I do that so that I can adjust the level separately from each other, which is quite useful for when I'm doing story-driven games. Audacity just switched itself off after 5 minutes, so I'd got all the gameplay footage, but I didn't have my voice footage. So I said, okay, straight afterwards, as soon as I had the video, I just played the video in front of me, and then tried to remember everything I'd said. I've got a pretty good memory for that sort of thing, so I was able to pretty much, I recreated the commentary as best I could, and then just moved it in line to where it should have been originally, so it all synced up and it looked like it was live commentary. I felt a bit bad about that one. I kind of felt like I should have left a comment, just kind of admitting, by the way, this video is a fraud and I am a fraud. But I don't think I did. I think I admitted it in the subreddit, and admitted is such a bad word. I think I confirmed that in the subreddit when I put that video's little kind of announce link out, but other than that, I don't think I ever mentioned it on the video itself. But no, everything's live. Everything's always live. And that's kind of, that's kind of just the core of it, really. It's just, you know, consoles are recorded with the capture card Elgato Game Capture HD, which is pretty much the industry standard. I don't have the new one, the HD 60. That literally only works with new consoles, PS4, Xbox Ones. I didn't get it yet because I haven't done much recording off PS4 or Xbox One, just a little bit. And, like, it doesn't actually work with any older consoles. It only works with the new ones. But it does let you do 60 FPS off console. So I kind of will get one of those at some point soon. I record my voice with Audacity on PC. I record with Fraps at the moment, though I'm thinking of investigating some alternative options because Fraps isn't fantastic. And then I just mixed it all together in the really old school Sony Movie Studio 12 Platinum, which is a fantastic editing suite that quite frankly has 99% of the functionality that like a new, modern, vastly more expensive Sony Vegas or Premiere Pro suite have. I know one of the things that Premiere Pro has that's really good is it has built into its software upscaling, so you can kind of put old consoles into it, even if you just record them at really low resolution, and it upscales them so they look nicer and sharper than they should do. And that's actually really cool, because I've tried to use hardware for upscaling where I actually pass the signal for a little box that's supposed to upscale it to a better resolution, which definitely makes it better, but doesn't make it perfect. So that's probably the one good thing that actually I need to try and find some upscaling software at some point, maybe that's separate out of Premiere Pro. But anyway, that's really cool. That's something, again, for the future. Someone else asked about multiplayer and collaborations and kind of what I think about that, because I don't do very much of it. Obviously, many of you will be aware, I do kind of sit down with Claire sometimes. The reason why multiplayer is quite difficult is it's been a time issue. It's not been like a personal choice. I never like sat down and said, I'm a single player gamer, I should only do single player games, though I happen to do a lot of games that are only single player. It's just when you bring a second person into it, you basically then have to arrange diaries for two people. And then when you kind of go back to what I was talking about earlier and you bring in the ratios question, all of a sudden you're in a situation where you're basically saying, okay, if I want to make, say, 3 episodes, then I might need to sit down for 3.5 hours and play and record. And that means if I want Claire to be involved, I need to make sure she's got 3.5 hours free that she's willing to do that in at the same time And trying to find like a time when both of us just have 3.5 hours free is quite difficult, because that's a really hefty chunk of your weekend for both people, kind of, that's been put into that. So like, if either is just not feeling like 100% into it, it's kind of awkward, because it's not the sort of thing you can force. It's the sort of thing you've got to just be in a good mood and be kind of ready and happy to do. So that's kind of what makes it quite complicated. And I know that like that's not just me, that like affects everyone. Like some of you, well, hopefully most of you will be aware, obviously I did the collaboration with Dan at Nerdgeek, which was absolutely fantastic. That's like a dream come true, because he was the guy who inspired me to start in the first place. So it was really surreal to work with him. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to say who out of professional courtesy, but like I know for a fact that the lineup of me, Amy, his dad and him was not the original lineup. He had like a few other people in mind, and some of them dropped out and like just couldn't make it, not because they wanted to, but because there were scheduling conflicts. So it was, yeah, it was, that's just kind of happens. I think that just happens to everyone. It's just the more people you want to get involved, the more complex it gets. And I can't imagine how difficult it was for him to arrange for 4 people to be able to do remote gameplay and all record at the same time. For I think that took us about like 5-6 hours. I think we were recording for 5.5 hours straight to make all those videos. So, you know, all of us had to set aside a full week. I just had to take a day off work to do those videos, which I was thrilled to do, obviously. It's difficult and it's complicated. Once I'm, you know, free of the day job and I've got more time, I'll have more time to kind of do that. It's also about organisation, because it's quite a lot of organising to figure out who you're going to collaborate with and what game you're going to play, and are you going to play any rules, and once you've played it, who gets to put what video on their channel, or do you both put the video up but from your different perspectives, and is one person doing the editing or not, and it gets confusing, you know, and what times you're available. It gets confusing very, very quickly. So I can, you know, it's going to be easier when I've got a bit more free time to kind of, well, free time. When I've got a bit more time dedicated to the channel, so I don't have to be spending every second I'm free furiously making videos to just keep the schedule going, and I've actually got a bit more time to sit down and think, you know what, let's just speak to some other YouTubers and figure out if at some point one of us wants to do something or not. So that'll be really cool, and I think we'll have more of that in the future. In the kind of the shorter term, I have been speaking to Amy. Obviously, it's Amy, the same person I did the Nerdcube collaboration with. We are looking to do some stuff together this next week. In fact, I'm going to be guesting on her stream. She's going to live stream it. I'm probably going to record it and make it into videos. So that's kind of how we'll probably do that. I speak to Matt, Mattophobia, so again, one of the guys connected to the Nerd Geek community who I met. Actually, I didn't actually meet him through the heists. I met him previously because I did the charity live stream that I made the video of with Super M, and he was one of the other guests on that because he's also connected to the Nerd Geek community. So I actually knew, I'd kind of spoken to Matt previously before, and now me and Matt chat on Twitter quite a lot. I will probably, I would imagine, do something with Matt in future. We have kind of briefly mentioned it again, and if Dan ever wants to do anything again, I'm always open to that, because, you know, I love working with Dan. He was a pleasure to work with, so I'd be definitely be open to that again. Sam, I know some people may remember, who I did the Borderlands cut with. Sam and I no longer live close to each other, sadly. He now lives kind of, well, not exactly the other side of the country, but he lives far enough away that it's now kind of much more difficult for us to do collaboration work together. I strongly suspect that me and him probably won't do a collaboration again. I think he thought it was all right. I think he thought it was kind of pretty fun, but I don't think he's like thought it was like spectacular enough to want to jump into another series afterwards. And Claire, meanwhile, we do, you know, we're going to do some more stuff. Actually, I've already done some stuff with her that just hasn't gone out yet. That's probably going to start going out in the Wednesday slot from like mid this month. I don't know. We've played Fable 3. We've played some Fable 3 co-op together, which was pretty fun. Actually, some of the videos I think are really good. I think they've worked out really, really well. There's some good stuff in there. And I think those are going to go out probably, yeah, during... Yeah, either during this month or maybe in September, I'm not actually sure. August is actually looking surprisingly crowded because there's a few new releases I want to kind of cover, especially Rare Replay. All the old Rare games are coming out to Xbox One. That's landing next Tuesday. Pretty excited for that. Jet Force Gemini, Banjo-Kazooie, a few other games in there I want to give a look to. So that will probably fill up quite a bit of August, as well as a few indie games I've got my eye on. But yeah, I would like to do more, but it's I'd like to do more kind of collab stuff, but it's a little bit difficult. So hopefully kind of all of this will kind of feed together quite nicely, which is once I've got a bit more free time, I can actually spend the time to arrange it and get it done. Because I think it would be fun, and like I think it would help me learn and grow as a channel to do more. So, I mean, it's not good for like a person who like creates stuff, whatever it is, to just kind of only focus on themselves and be very interested. So I always make a bit of time to watch other YouTubers as well to kind of figure out what other people are doing and what I like and don't like, to see if how I can improve myself. So, you know, working alongside other YouTubers is a fascinating process. And watching like, you know, how the professionalism of Dan and how on top of everything he is when he's recording was very cool to see. Kind of very kind of inspiring how like, yeah, how completely on top of everything he was when he was doing like the very complex act of juggling four people doing an online heist situation is very, very impressive. So yeah, I want to do more, and I hopefully will do more. So next month I'll obviously give you hopefully a big kind of update on the timings. And some kind of probably some thoughts on like what I'm going to be doing and what I'm going to be doing at launch in the next quarter, which I'm kind of have to think about, because there's a lot of games launching in the final quarter of this year. So I need to have a think about which ones I'm going to try and be kind of properly covering on launch day onwards and like a video every day sort of basis, and which ones I might just give a look to and which ones I'm just going to pass on because there's just not going to be time to do absolutely everything. So I'll probably have a think about that, and I'll probably start talking about that next week. Other than that, any questions, let me know, and obviously I will discuss them in next month's Patreon cast. But yes, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for, I was about to say watching, but I'm probably just going to put the thing saying Patreon cast August on screen, so probably you're not watching, or if you are, you haven't found it desperately interesting. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening. How long have I been rambling? Hang on, let me check the thing. Oh, blimey, good, it's about 20 minutes again. Oh, good, bloody hell. Right, I think that counts as rambling. Next month, look, try and get it to 15 minutes. Unless you like the rambling, unless you like the long videos, I don't know. I just talk into a microphone. That's going to pretty much be my life from in a few months. Blimey, that, okay, yeah, it just happened. Oh, blimey, yes. My life soon is going to be basically just a sitting in front of a computer and talking into a microphone. Oh, blimey, that's going to be, it's kind of surreal. Right, I'm going to end this before I start getting existential or something. Yes, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I've been John. It's been Many a True Nerd. And this has been Patreon Cast August 2015. Thank you very, very much to you in particular, because you're the guys that keep this all going. And goodbye.